So this is a shiur officially about mezuzah. But, as everyone knows, there's a holiday coming up this week, Chanukah. So I was conflicted. Should we talk about mezuzah? Should we talk about Chanukah? So I decided to do both. Don't worry, it won't be a second extra of this year. But the question is like this. Very simple. Start off with Chanukah, and I'll tie it all back to mezuzah. Question is, you have a nice window in your living room facing the outside of your public, the public street. Which side of the window? It's not a klutz question. Which side of the window should you place your menorah? In other words, here's my window. I'm looking at the street over there. Do I place the mezuzah on this side, which is my left, your right? Or do I put it on this side, which is my right, which is your left?
What about the middle?
So why would it make a difference?
What about the middle?
And where's the door?
The door, I don't care where the door is.
Okay.
Doors are down all the way to the right.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. At all.
At all.
Okay. Doesn't make a difference at all.
Continuing from Friday.
Continuing. Now, is it a totally separate shear over here? No? Yes or no? Yes?
Doesn't
which side? No difference. In other words, is anyone...
You don't put it
well, let's ask it the other way. Does anyone specifically put their menorah on a side of the window? No. In other words, you put it straight in the window. I never thought about this. It's a stupid chabur, you're all telling me. Okay, it's going to be a much better chabur than I thought. No one has any opinions about this.
It's more about the side that you put the just candles, which
way? Fine, whole separate chabur. I want to know where are you putting your menorah?
No,
are you putting...
But what is the... idea of a side, like we know.
Not a clue, Sean. You can't ask me questions. I'm asking you questions. I want to know. You tell me. Is there any? You're telling me. Why should there be any difference about a side? What is meant is you put them in. The whole point of the menorah is for people to see it. You people to see it. Stop bothering me, right?
They can see it better.
Can see it better. Okay, no, fine. See, if you start being annoying like that, I'm going to respond to you that they can see it the same either way. Assume they can see it either way. Because they're outside, where they make a difference. They drive by your window, they can see whether it's on the right or the left or the middle. Let's assume that if you start making differences like that, then I'm going to have to go on a side tangent to Kabura, which I don't want to go. But let's assume that it's equally visible from the street, your entire window. Okay. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, let's talk about mezuzah. Okay? 3-1, 4-1 Gemara, very easy. Yeah? Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. Mitzvah lahanicha, where should you put it? The mitzvah is to place it betefach, in the little tefach, the close area, hasmucha lepesach, next to the door. So in other words, in the time of the Gemara, they took their menorahs, they placed it close to the door, where, inside or outside?
Outside.
Vehei chamanichlei. So where are they placing it? The door is a whole door, you could put in a couple places by the door. Rav Acha Rav Acha Brei de Rava, the first opinion says, Miyamin. Okay, now listen carefully because this took me a long time to chop carefully, to understand this. Yamin means facing into the house. You're with me? In other words, facing into the house, the right side. And for the rest of the Chabura, don't fall asleep for 8 seconds here, yeah? For the rest of the Chabura, just for simplicity's sake, I am going to refer to from the outside in when I talk about right and left, okay? Because otherwise, trust me, it's going to go whoosh. Well, like that with me trying to read the postkim, and you'll see we're going to end with a smack right into the wall over here, okay? Pun intended over here. Window, he's running smack into the window. But we're talking about outside in. Says the Gemara, one opinion says you light it from the outside in on the right side. So in other words, as you enter the house, on the right side. Right where the mezuzah is. Doesn't say that, but yes. The next line says, Rav Shmuel midifti amar misimol. Looking into the house on the left side. V'hilchasa, how do you paskin? Misimol. On the left side when you enter the house. Why? Kidei shetei ner chanaka misimol. Ner Chanukah should be on the left side. Mezuzah miyamin. No, did I do a good job of merging the two topics? We have mezuzah and Chanukah. So according to the Gemara, the final word of the Gemara is that if you are living 2,000 years ago, you would take your menorah, you would go outside, you would place the menorah on the left side of the doorway. Again, going from outside to in. So the mezuzah would be on your right, the menorah would be on your left. Why are you doing such a thing?
Surrounded by
mitzvah. Gemara doesn't say that.
Sakana.
The Gemara doesn't say that. You're going to be right eventually. You're in sakana for what?
So if you're trying to kiss the mezuzah, you're going to...
Oh, you don't kiss. Okay. So I hear you. I'm hoping the Gemara assumes that we're not such big dopes. You know, hopefully... Look, if you're going to talk about sakana, you can explain to me why my four-year-old is going to bring home a wooden menorah in a day or two, and why every single preschool makes wooden menorahs for the four-year-olds. Once you figure that one out, then we'll talk about sakana. Okay.
That's the FDNY.
I really don't understand that. Someone please explain to me why all the preschools need to make a wooden menorahs. Anyway, but so look. Simply, the Gemara doesn't explain to you why it says mezuzah's on the right side when you walk into the house, menorah's on the left side. Now, we're talking about when it's outside. I want to emphasize that very clearly. All is good in the world of Torah. We read a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, mitzvah laniach betefach hasamuch lepesach. You should place the menorah on the tefach close to the doorway. Misimol. From the left side, again, when you're entering the house, on the left side. Why? All is good in the world of Torah. It's very, very simple. Great. Just to build it up a little bit more, the Mishnah Berurah says, why are you placing it this way? Exactly as Shalom said, which the Gemara did not say. You should be surrounded with mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if you mess up, and you don't know the differences between right and wrong, and you happen to put the menorah under the mezuzah, okay, nishkaferlich, it's b'dievet, you're still yotzei. But fine, ideally, the ideal Jew will put the menorah on the left side when he enters the house, mezuzah on the right side. Maseches Sofrim says, it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says, umayafis umanamt, how fair and pleasant are the mitzvos. What does that refer to? The mezuzah is on one side and the menorah is on the other side. The Shultis elaborates even further and says when a person wears his tzitzis and he lights the menorah, then you have a chut ha-mishulsh. You have a string of three, a triparta, I think that's how you pronounce that word, right? Triparte of mitzvos. You have mezuzah, tzitzis, and menorah. Now, why do these mitzvahs connect? That's a whole of very hundreds. I could not get over this topic. How much Chassidish Torah is on this one line of like the mezuzah and menorah? That's totally not my forte at all. But if anyone is into neo-Chassidus or Chassidus, there's a ton of Chassidish rebbes that have pages and pages on this topic, the connection between menorah and mezuzah. That's way above my pay grade. I'm a halachist. I like to think I want to be a halachist. But okay, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, fine, we're all good, excellent. Next question.
The Mishnah Berurah says about tzitzis.
Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about tzitzis. He just says that you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. You have menorah on one side, you have mitzvahs on the other side. These other posts can say you're also wearing tzitzis, so you have three mitzvahs.
Yeah,
beautiful.
But it's dark already. You don't need that mitzvah.
Okay, look. I told you there's questions and questions, pages and pages on the Hasidish ideas of this. It's a beautiful concept. Why we pick these three mitzvahs? Not for now. I have a next halachic question for you. Okay?
What about yarmulke?
Yarmulke also? Okay. Tzitzis obviously the daraisa. Okay, fine. Comes along the next question. You have a doorway to your house that for some reason, we'll cover it maybe in a few shiurim, the dimensions of your doorway doesn't have or need a mezuzah. Whatever it is, it's an arch or whatever the way it is, or it's too big, it's too small, whatever the thing is, or your mezuzah fell down and you can't procure a new mezuzah for the time in time of Chanukah. Yeah? Which side does your menorah go on? And this is going to set us up to our question.
Todir v'sheino todir.
Meaning?
Todir v'kodir. You put it on, still on the same side as you normally would.
Okay. Anyone disagree with the doctor over here? Yeah?
Yes. So I'll say if the logic is to be surrounded by mitzvot, then the only reason why it's on the left side is because of the mezuzah, but maybe if there was no mezuzah, the best option would have been initially to put it on the right side.
We have a huge machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rimi Luniel, the Archis Chaim of Luniel. Okay. You don't look like them so much, but you're close enough. Yeah? But so it says, I'm sure, who should we start off first? He's a little bit older than you, but I think I have in my notes Shulchan Aruch first. I'm going to go with Shalom first. Says Shulchan Aruch, v'im ein mezuzah, if you don't have a mezuzah, b'pesach, You don't have a mezuzah on your door for whatever reason. Meinicho b'yamin. You place the menorah on the right side. Again, we're all outside.
Maybe
we're
just
outside.
Moved
Why?
Maybe he just moved in. He didn't put the...
Right, he just moved in. Fine, beseder, or his mezuzah dropped, or whatever the door. He doesn't need. You can pick whatever case you want. Says Shalom, why? What's the reason for that? Because the whole reason why we said to put on the left was because you want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. But otherwise, which is better in halacha? Right or left? Sorry for the lefties in the room. Right. We always say right is better. Says Mishnah Berurah, of course you put it on the right side when you walk in, because if the only reason why you put it on the left side was to be surrounded by mitzvahs. If there's no mezuzah, so why are you putting it on the left side? Put it on the right side when you enter the house and everything will be great. Says the Mishnah Berurah, second reason. He says, because there's more persume nisa on the right side. Because when you walk into a house, which way do you turn first? Right. Always right. Because called pino shata pone, pone yamin. If you have a choice, left or right, always choose right. And ashkafically also. No, I expect you all to wear black hats next week. Because if you have to go ashkafically, you always go to the right. That's a joke. Yeah. Okay, poor joke. But says the point is that you always go direction of the right side. So therefore says Mr. Berurah, two reasons why Shalom is correct. Says Rav Luniel, before he agrees with you, I'll give Shalom a third reason. But first, I guess let me say Dr. Levin, since we shouldn't keep him feeling sad over here. Says the Rimi Luniel, that's absolutely incorrect. A low plug. You made a rule. A rule is a rule. What do you start introspecting the reason of the rule? The rule was, menorah goes on the left side when you enter a house. If there's no mezuzah, who cares? Menorah's on the left, the left. However, Rabbi Rimi Luniel lived in the 1300s, felt bad for Shalom over here. And so he said, I'll give him a third reason why Shalom's correct. He says, and hold on to Yarmulke for this one. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, you're with me, in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was on the right southern side. You're with me? Right southern side. Now here's the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, one second. Here's your Beis HaMikdash, okay? Yeah? Kotel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can see, is on this side, the west side, right? So if you would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you walk in the east side, you'd walk to the Kodesh, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and as you entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the menorah was actually on your left side, right, which was the southern side. So says the Betzal HaChokma, I have not a clue what the Rimi Luniel is saying. Not a clue. He says he uses great language. The Luniel was the greatest, one of the greatest, you know, early Rishonim. Not a clue what he's talking about.
They
That's what the Betzel HaChokma writes. Huh? I don't know. No, the answer's no.
Right.
But so one second. So comes along, there's a little bit of a sidebar, but we can't miss this bomb question. Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the chief Sephardic rabbi, Rav Avadi Yosef's son, he says, well, we're talking about which vantage point. We're talking with your back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you face this way, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is behind me, and I'm walking out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? So on the right side is the menorah. So therefore, he says it makes a lot of sense that Shalom is correct. Because ideally, the menorah should go on the right side when you enter where you're entering. And therefore, he says, I can save the Rimi Luniel. Another answer for it is, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky wants to say, quote, some psukim in Tanakh, how do you say south in Hebrew?
Darom,
but there's also another word. Uh-huh. Another word. I think temana, no? I think temana can also mean south. And so if that's the case, what's the shorish of temana is yamin. So the south, he quotes a couple of psukim and tell him, the south is actually the right side. So if you, it's a similar answer if it's a go safe. To make a long story short, Shalom's got three proofs to his benefit. You don't have so many proofs other than the low plug, and Shulchan Aruch files Shalom.
Yeah,
but you have the Rimi Luniel.
I'll give you another reason why he's right.
Yeah?
Alan's reason. You want to put up your mezuzah, you're going to burn yourself.
Oh, you're going to burn yourself. I hear you. Okay. Makes more sense. Good. So this comes along, but you need to stay strong, Dr. Levinson, because you're going to be very relevant. We're going to need you at the end over here. But it comes out, and here we go. We're moving in the right direction over here. Yeah? Pun intended there also. Yeah? So, in the end of the day, if you don't have a mezuzah on your front door, which side are you lighting the menorah? It sounds like according to Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear, according to Shulchan Aruch, Shalom is correct. You put it on the right side, and as you enter into the house, in the place that the mezuzah should have been. All good. Now we move on. So what about nowadays? Where should you be lighting your menorah? We don't light outside, we light inside. Should you put the menorah by the front door of your house? On, I'm going to use the same terminology, on the left side, which is, again, I'm viewing it as you're entering into the house, just because to keep the words left and right the same. Should you put it on the left side as you enter into your house, but as you walk into your foyer, it should be in your house on the left side? Or should you put the menorah by your window? Does anyone put their menorah by the front door? Yes.
I had a closed porch, so we put it right on the front
door. But you have a window there. Yeah, I mean,
it's a glass door. So.
It's a glass door. Fine, but then you're not a good proof. Yeah? Does anyone put it by their door, which is not visible? Meaning, like, you have, like, a closed door. You close your door, and you keep the menorah indoor by the door. Huh?
No, he does it outside.
But I'm talking about inside in your foyer.
Behind the door.
So you're all wrong. You're all wrong, says the Rama. The Rama says you're all wrong. He says, "Bismanazeh, no, miu bismanazeh." Nowadays, shekulanu marwikin bifnim. What does bifnim mean?
Indoors.
Ve'ain hekru b'nei rishas rabim klal. It's not for the outside people at all. Ain lachush kol kach. You don't need it. It doesn't make such a difference where you put it. He says, "Umikol makom." But haminog. The minog is laharwik b'tefach hasamuch lepesach kemo b'yameim. You put the menorah in the same place that they did in the olden times, but this time indoors. Why? What's the reason? What do we gain by doing it this way? Is that this way we still keep the idea that the mezuzah is on the right side, the menorah is on the left side, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? He says, "Kidei sheyichanes bing shtei mitzvahs." So when I walk into my house, I got my mezuzah on the right side, menorah on the left side. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, I'm wrong. No? So why does everyone not listen to this Ramah? The Ramah is the posek for Minag Ashkenaz. Hello? Bomb question. The Ramah says that nowadays, go home and tell your wife, where are you putting the mezuzah this year? By the left side of your door as you enter into your house. You walk into your house, you close the door, put the menorah right there. Shalom al Yisrael. Hello?
And you don't show up to sermon, so nobody outside can see.
Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umikol Makom, the great Umikol Makom. Nevertheless, despite the explicit, express ruling of the Ramah, Yim Yeshol Chalon, if you have a window, Hasamuch L'Rishas HaRabim, that's facing the public thoroughfare, Nachon Yoser, it is preferable, Sheyinichenu Shom, you place it by the window. Why? K'dei Sheheker L'Bnei Rishas HaRabim, that you should publicize it also to the people in the street, V'Yisparneis HaNeis, and you should publicize the miracle.
Should it be closer to the door, or
you're already getting to my final point. One second. Says the Rama, you are all right, we're all right. If you put it by your window, or the door which has a window, then you are doing the ideal way of the mitzvahs Chanukah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's based on a Magen Avraham. Everything is great. Rav Moshe Feinstein builds this up in a tshuva, and he says, well, what about the concept about the door, about being surrounded by mitzvahs? That sounded so beautiful. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's a ta'am kalish, a weak reason. In other words, it's nice that the Hasidic Rebbes have pages and pages and pages about this beautiful concept of Gemara. It's not like a Hasidic idea, it's a Gemara. It says you put the menorah on the right side and the mezuzah on the left side. But you know when that works? When everyone can see the menorah anyway because it's outside. But to say that Persumei Nisa is secondary to this nice idea of menorah, mezuzah, no, that's ridiculous. Persumei Nisa is the whole entire concept of Neis Chanukah. So if you have a choice to do Persumei Nisa by put it by your window where everyone can see it, or in the inside of your door by the left side, so you'd be surrounded by mitzvahs, he says it's a no-brainer. He says it's not even a question. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein explains the Mishnah Berurah, everyone here is correct. You put it in your window. But I have 2 minutes left, I think. Yeah? Okay, yeah. 2-3 minutes left. Okay. So now I ask you my question. And this is where it gets tricky. Put this whole 20 minutes together. And now you got your window. You have a window. Yeah? You put the menorah on a table right by the window. Yeah, you block it with the couch and gates so my 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds cannot go and touch it, hopefully. And now, where are you putting the menorah on the table? You got a nice big window. Well, and now I'm still going to use left, right, and middle, just from outside to in, just to keep consistency. Do you put it looking into your window? Are people going to see the menorah on your right side, which to you from inside is on your left? Or are they going to see it on your left side of your window, which to you is on the right side? Or are they going to see it in the middle? Or no diff?
No diff.
No diff. Yeah?
Right side.
Why not put it closer to the door or the window?
Yeah.
Or should you put it closer to the door? But the door has no significance anymore. I don't know.
It has some significance.
Why? Why does the door have any significance anymore?
And if you have an opportunity, it all depends which side your door is situated on when you come into the house.
Why? Why does make a door make any difference anymore?
Exactly. So it shouldn't make a difference.
So no difference at all. Comes along the Halakha Nitziv 150 years ago, give or take. And he writes that, well, the answer should be based on the Dr. Levinson Shalom Machlokas. What do you do when you take away the reason of the Halakha? So Dr. Levinson was a purist. Dr. Levinson said, you take away the reason. In other words, you take away the mezuzah from the right side of your door. Where do you put the menorah in the old times of the Gemara? Said Dr. Levinson, the Rimi Wunil, you still put it on the left side. Why? Because the halacha doesn't change. It's always on the left side. Who cares about the reason? Don't be such a chacham. You put it on the left side, left side, left side. According to Dr. Levinson, says the Nitziv, you place it in the window. Which side of that window are you placing it in? I think the left side from outside looking in, which to you from lighting, is on the right side. Why, says the Nitziv? Because the reason doesn't change. The whole concept is you want the mezuzah on one side and your menorah on the other side. You happen to not have a mezuzah on your window, okay, but the reason doesn't make a difference. You keep consistency. Menorah would be on the left side of the window. According to Shalom, though, the reason is ikar. The reason is key. If there's no mezuzah on your window and there's no concept of surrounding by mitzvahs, of course you put it on which side? The right side, looking into the house. So in other words, from you lighting, it would be on the left side because right rules. And right is always better. The whole concept that people aren't going to turn to the right over here because no one's coming in through your window, hopefully. Still, the other reason still applies. The Beis HaMikdash reason applies. You always put things on the right side looking in because right rules. So according to the Nitziv, it makes a big difference. No diff is wrong. Yes, diff. It makes a huge diff. The question is, which diff and which way do you go?
Looking into your house, for example,
yeah.
Your door is on your left side.
My door is irrelevant.
Yeah. But you're saying the same thing. If you're putting the mezuzah on your right side,
I hear you.
You're putting the menorah on the right side. You're putting it on
you want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. I hear you.
You're on my brother-in-law's door.
I hear you. But the door is irrelevant now because the door is gone. The door is an issue that Rama felt was important. Mr. Bruce's door is not important. So you're putting, it's an issue of your window becomes your door. But you don't have mezuzah on your window. Okay, says Dr. Levinson, don't change. Put it on the left side, which to us is, in the inside is on the right side. According to Shalom, no, it's when you're looking in, you put it on the right side, which to us is the left side, because you always stick to it.
In fact, there's another good reason not to change.
Yeah.
Which we have a lot of times, because when you do fix the mezuzah, you'll make a mistake.
Correct. And here, I mean, eventually, when you wipe by the door, most of Mashiach, whatever, you're going to want to make sure you got it right. You always lit on your right side, which coming in is your left side.
Let's hear.
So he gets first dibs. What's that?
Right and left.
Yeah.
Are irrelevant.
Okay.
The window is not a door.
Okay.
Okay. Is the concept.
Yeah.
And wherever the public can see the menorah.
Okay. Right, left, center. I got one minute to get to you. First, we're going to build up Shalom and Dr. Levinson. We're really going to build.
Also,
huh?
Is that another issue also when you put it in the window?
Yeah.
That is, who's the previous assuming you say four?
So it's for both.
Okay. But for one of them.
Oh, no. I know where you're going. Wait. What's that? You're getting to my bracket. I have a bracket for you. You always get the brackets. I have a bracket for you. First, let's talk about Rav Nissim Karelitz's Psak Halacha L'maisa and Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psak Halacha L'maisa. How do you pass them? You can find them in the Dirshu footnotes of Mishnah Berurah. You can find it in Halicha Shlomo. They say you put the menorah in. They use this terminology, and this is where I smack my head against the wall and where Mr. Klein's brackets come right into focus. They say you put the mezuzah on the right side, but they mean, and this is Ephraim talking, only Ephraim, they mean the left side. Meaning, they're talking. I think their terminology is poorly written. They didn't write these svarim. Whoever wrote these svarim in their name, their talmidim, I think they're not precise. They write the right side. But what they mean is, because they're all discussing this whole Gemara, they follow Shalom, they say. That the reason still applies, that when the reason doesn't apply, you always put things on the right. But which vantage point? Up until now, we were talking about entering into the house. So I think they mean the right side, facing looking out, right, facing outside right, in, right. Which would be when you're lighting on your left side of the table, looking out. Right. But,
Does it matter if the doorposts are on the inside or on the outside?
That's a great question. I don't think so. That's a great question. Great question. I don't think so. So you hear what I'm saying? You have Mr. Klein's brackets, which is I wrote. I don't know what they're talking about. I think that they mean the right side. For us, it would be the left side of the table looking out. From them, it's the right side looking in. Same size as the mezuzah, which is Shalom, because they're all quoting Shalom Svara, and they knock off Dr. Levins, and they say the reason does make a difference. And if the reason is gone, because you don't have a mezuzah on your window, so of course it goes on the right side. But the right side, they means looking out, looking in. I finally found it, like midnight last night, the Sefer Pre-Bikurim, some Achron, some contemporary Sefer, I found he queries my question. He says he doesn't know what these posts can mean. Do they mean right or left? And he has a whole shtickle Torah on it. Meaning he says they mean right, but which right do they mean? Fine. But at this point, I'm ending the Chabura until I get to Mr. Herman's point. Last sentence. I'm ending the Chabura right now. I think the more proper psak, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is Mishnah Karelitz, is to light it on the right side looking in, which for you, standing inside, would be on the left side, leftmost side of the window. However, not to leave Mr. Herman hanging. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked this shaila, and he said, no diff. Not at all. Doesn't make any difference. Because, and the svar is, because this whole chapur has nothing to do with anything. We don't have doors and outside. Once you get to windows, it's not like, the reason doesn't apply. It's not even a little plug. It's just like apples and oranges. We're comparing things that have no anything. It has nothing to do with anything. A window is a window. It's not a door. It's not an outside. So you put the menorah wherever. And then, I saw the Sefer Ben Melech, says it should specifically be in the center. Why? Because? No, the wrong sentence. Right, so are you close? I told you, I started off trying to avoid you. Is that assume there's a Pesume Nisa, the same thing. I'm looking for two other words. New?
Doesn't matter.
No, he says specifically in the middle. Why? Because two words in Hebrew. Hiner mitzvah. It's the idea. You put things in the center. It's more pretty. Ask your wife, right? It's more pretty if it's in the middle, of course. All the Hanukkah pictures and all the kids' books, menorah is smack in the center, right? And it's always in the center of the window. Why? Because it's more pretty in the window, and that's in their mitzvah.
Has a piece of wood down the middle.
Okay, but then not. For you, that's why you keep on asking the question. And you, you have to make a big decision, right or left. I think, this is a good question. You bump into Rabbi Rosenfeld, you bump into another Rabbanim, you bump into Rosh Yeshiva. This is a good question to ask them. Halacha l'maisa, I don't know the full answer myself. Definitely not a posik. I think this year what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to put my menorah more towards the left side of the window from where I am, which outside looking in would be on the right side, because I think that follows up Shlomo Zalman. I think that seems to be a more acceptable. Just to be clear, if you put your menorah anywhere in the window, you're for sure you would say, but I think it's a nice, beautiful concept that you think of this halacha about mezuzah and menorah when you light it. Even though we're not putting the door, we want to remember these halachas and at least take something home. And now I did think a good job of combining menorah and mezuzahs. You know, can't get a more menorah mezuzah-y topic than this. Yeah,